Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we come to you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Thank you for another day that you allowed us to see that we've never seen before, Lord. Wake up us this morning, Lord Jesus, with the use and activity of our veins, of our, bless us, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, Lord Jesus. See us through our trials and tribulations. Fight our battles, plead our cause, Lord. Teach us, Lord Jesus, how to live a more holy and consecrated life, Lord. Fight our battles, plead our cause, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Rule and super rule in our lives, O Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Help us to run this race with patience, O Lord. Ever looking to you with awesome finish of our faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord Jesus. Fight a battle, Peter, our cause, O Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord. Bless the bereaved families, O Lord Jesus. Bless the ones that are incarcerated, O Lord Jesus. Save them, O Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Please, O Lord, help us, O Lord Jesus, to live a more holy and consecrated life, Lord. Teach us how to live better, O Lord Jesus. And I know you can do it, O Lord Jesus. Lay your hands on the sick and shut in, O Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus, I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Lay your hands on us, O Lord Jesus. Heal both body and soul, Lord. You're the Lord God that heals us, O Lord Jesus. And with your stripes, you're healed, Lord. And, Lord, we're taking out your holy word, Lord Jesus. Realize that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will never pass. It will last forever, Lord. And we thank you for it, O Lord Jesus. Lord, we bless all the ministers, all the pastors or on this prayer conference line, O Lord Jesus. Send in your holy word out, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. All power is in your hands, Lord Jesus. You can do all things but fail, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Lord Jesus. Save our children, Lord Jesus, our unsaved family members, Father. Save them, Lord Jesus. Reclaim the backsliders, Lord Jesus. Bring them back home before it's too late, Lord Jesus. With a mind to serve you with spirit and in truth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, search our hearts, O Lord Jesus. See if there's any evil ways there, Lord Jesus. If it is, please take them out, O Lord Jesus. Help our hearts to be pure. Create another clean heart. Renew right spirits in us, O Lord Jesus. Our strength and our redeemer, O Lord Jesus. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus. Have thy turn away evermore, Lord Jesus. Bless the service today, O Lord Jesus. Send your word today. Send the anointing, O Lord Jesus. I know you're able, Lord Jesus. And we shall continue to give your holy name the praise because you're so worthy, O Lord. These are our blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer. And Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Yes, and she's from our headquarters church in Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And we also have Deacon Nelson Tyler, who led the opening prayer, and he is the chairman of the Deacon Board in at our local branch in Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And he has a beautiful testimony, and we're going to ask him if he would read our opening scripture and to give us a little bit of that testimony as much as the Lord will allow. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Deacon Nelson Tyler.
God bless everyone. I shall be reading the 100th Psalm, and the scripture will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. The Word of God reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." We truly thank and praise the Lord for his holy words, when they are add a blessing to it. And I'd like to just give you a little part of the testimony that I have, how good his Lord has been to me. A few years ago, when I was working for the state of New Jersey, through the last 3 years I was working for the state before I retired, they would tell me, through my blood test, I was showing that I had cancer somewhere in my body. And they searched and they searched, they couldn't find it. So I retired, and my medical treatment was taken over by the Veterans Administration. So they started searching for it, and they couldn't find it. I was put out under anesthesia two or three times, and the last time they really worked, and they found it. They told me that the cancer, well, it seemed like it was trying to hide. So to make a long story short, they gave me an opportunity, or they gave me a choice of having surgery or having surgery or going on radiation therapy. And I really didn't want to go on a radiation therapy. So I prayed, and I went to my pastor, and he prayed for me. And I went back, and I laid it before the Lord, and he gave me to take the surgery. So I had two surgeries. I could get surgery, but the doctor, he would cut me to reach the spot, or he would give me laparoscopic surgery. It's with the use of a real robot. They don't cut you. They just make a few holes in your stomach, and they go and do the operation. So they got me a doctor from the University of Pennsylvania. He came over, and he told me that he was going to do this operation and he would make sure he does it right. I really didn't really understand what he meant by that, because I thought they did all their operations right, but I didn't question him. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so they took me in, and I had prayer before I went in also, and my wife came over with me and my sister. They expected it to be a long surgery, but the surgery itself took 7 hours. I was on the table for 7 hours, and it was a long time. And by not having to be cut, I got it done on a Friday, and I went on Saturday to recuperate. And I recuperated, I guess, for about a month before I went back and had a follow-up. And my levels, I didn't tell you, my levels had went from 1 to from a 2 to 11, then they went up to a 21. It was very high levels. And they said, you definitely have cancer there. And so I went in with a level of 21. They did the operation. And a month later, I went back for a follow-up to the oncologist, which is the cancer doctor. He asked me, he said, well, I want to get a blood test before you leave so I can find out where your levels are. So he took a blood test. I came home. I was home about an hour and a half, and the oncologist called me. He was all excited. He said, Mr. Tyler, I just called to let you know that your levels are now zero. So I thank God. I thank God, the Lord. He just took it all away at one time.
Yes, Lord.
And they had me scheduled. Of course, usually after operation, I would still have to go through some radiation therapy, but I didn't even need the radiation therapy. My levels were zero from a 21. And I thank God. I thank God. I'm grateful. And I just got a letter from the VA yesterday. And this has been a couple of years since I had the operation. And they're still checking on me. And they took a biopsy about almost a month ago. And they let me know that my levels are still zero. There's no cancer down there. And I thank God. And I thank God. I thank God. I know God is a healer.
Yeah.
He's a healer. And I'm a witness. So I thank God. I just want to tell you that little testimony how good God has been to me. I am so, so grateful. God bless. Service in the hands of Angelus Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that glorious testimony coming through Deacon Tyler. I tell you, God is so great. And
yes,
I want to sing a little portion of that song. Get out of the way. Praise the Lord, the King. Clothe in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, say to me, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. God has three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Be with me, how great is our God. Oh, how great is
Name above all names, worthy of our praise. Heart will sing how great is thy God. How great is thy God. Sing to me, how great is thy God. Oh, how great, thou God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, our God is a great God. He's worthy of all things. And at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle so that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord to all of our listeners. We are glad that you're back with us again, and we want to lift up the name of Jesus on this afternoon because the Lord is so good. The opening scripture said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a loud noise. And I tell you, we ought to lift up our voices and make a loud noise unto
thank
the Lord
Jesus.
For the great things that the Lord has done for us.
How hallelujah.
The Lord has healed our bodies. How he has taken us through the COVID. Hallelujah. I
thank you,
how
Jesus.
He blessed and kept his people. And we have lost none of them. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
the Lord is a good God. He's a merciful
Amen.
God. And we are thankful for what he is doing. I thank God for that beautiful selection coming through, Evangelist Khadija, and also for the opening prayer. We are looking to the Lord for great blessings. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but this part of the broadcast will be turned over to our speaker on this afternoon in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless and welcome, everyone. Thank God for you tuning in. Thank God Amen. For this broadcast. I honor the Lord on this afternoon. I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise be to God. I thank God for the opening scripture, for the prayer that was prayed, even the glorious Amen. Testimony and the song Amen. That went forth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Is a great God. Hallelujah.
Great God. Thank
just
you,
listening
Jesus.
To the wondrous works of God and the miracles that he wrought. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Through that testimony, Amen, we can
yes.
see how great God is. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I feel good down in my soul. I'm excited
All right. yes.
for the moving of the power of God. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God for this broadcast and
yes.
for what he's doing through the broadcast. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank
yes.
him for the blessings he is sending down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In abundance. Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And I just yes. want you to bear with me just a few minutes because my soul is stirred. I just feel a need to shout out to God because
yes.
he is worthy of all the praises.
Amen.
And I want to give him the glory that's due to his
yes.
name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
oh, Lord, I bless your
Lord.
Holy
thank
name.
You,
glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Your name. I praise
you, Lord,
him
Jesus.
Because
yes.
he is worthy. And every
thank
chance
you.
I get, I will
yes.
lift up the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward hearing a word from the Lord. Amen. Let us put our minds on the Lord and open our hearts that the Lord may speak to us on this afternoon. And I'm asking that you will pray along with me as we go to the scriptures. And I'd like to just pray a brief prayer right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. We open our hearts and we open our ears that we may hear from you on today. Let your word have free course. Lord, minister unto us the things
yes.
that we stand in need of. both spiritually and naturally, oh, my God, even according to your holy will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord. At this time, let us open our Bibles, those of you who care to read along, and let us go to the book of Micah, the 7th chapter, verses 18 through 20. That's the book of Micah. It's found in the Old Testament, M-I-C-A-H. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Micah 20 and also Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 16 through 23. St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 32 through 34, and also 39 through 43, if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. So let us start with Micah, the 7th chapter, verse 18, and the Bible reads, "Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old." Hebrew 10th chapter, verse 16. "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness, enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." St. Luke 23, 32 through 30. "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots." Verse 39, "And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord. And on today, I will use for a title, Jesus Remembers when others forget. And the theme to focus on would be, Lord, remember me. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I can feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And going back to the book of Micah, how it was said, who is a God like unto thee, talking directly to God, that pardoneth. In other words, who forgive iniquity, sin, gross sin, that's iniquity, and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighted in mercy. Hallelujah. And we can cry to the Lord in the time of need and say, Lord, remember me. Oh, glory be to God. When we get in trouble and we have problems that we cannot solve, say, Lord, remember me. Oh, glory be to God. God made promises to Abraham. Until this day, God has never forgotten his promises, but
Amen.
He is fulfilling everything he promised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is doing everything he said he would do. And this is something we can trust God for, because when God speaks, whatever he says, it can be 20 years later. If God said it, he will perform it. Hallelujah. Because with God, time is not like what we perceive it. God gets ready. Hallelujah. He will move in his own time. Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
And I thank God for the word of God, because every time I go into the word, the Lord, he blesses me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I can
Lord.
Hear from the Lord when I need something. The word of God gives me everything I need. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He will
thank
turn
you.
Again. He will have compassion upon us. He is a merciful God. He is
yes,
a
Lord.
God of compassion. Amen.
Amen.
When we repent of our sins, the Lord will forgive us. Glory to
yes.
God. And he will cast all of our sins into the depth where they will be remembered no more. Praise
Amen.
God. And as the Lord promised, he said that he would keep his promise. Amen. He would make this covenant with his people. And the Lord has already done so, where
yes.
he will put his laws into our hearts, and in our minds, he will write his laws. Oh, glory be to God. The sins and iniquities that we have committed, he will remember no more. Oh, thank
no
you. Because Jesus came down through 42 generations to
yes.
die for the sins of the world. Oh,
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus
offered himself one time to take
all right.
away all of our sins. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because where God had allowed an atonement for sins of men, that sin was not taken away. Hallelujah. But when Jesus died on the cross, he offered himself as a sacrifice to God for the sins of the world. And that one time
Amen.
That he offered himself was enough to take away sin forever. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Amen.
Thank you Jesus. Glory be to God. And when
thank
I
you,
think
you.
About all that the Lord has done for me, I can't help but glorify him. Because
Hallelujah.
I owe him everything. Amen. I owe him my all. Glory, hallelujah. Because look at what he's done for me. When They took Jesus to Pilate, and Pilate examined Jesus. He found no fault in Jesus.
No fault.
Hallelujah. He sought to release Jesus. Glory be to God, because it was that on the day of the feast, they would release one prisoner at that time. Glory to God. But the people, the chief priests, those scribes and Pharisees, the rulers, all of them sought to crucify Jesus because he told them the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And indeed it was in the will of God for the scripture to be fulfilled. Amen. And that is the purpose he came for. Oh, hallelujah. And while Pilate was examining Jesus, he found out that there was no reason for Jesus to be put to death. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be crucified at that time. And he did three times try to release Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
nevertheless, the crowd began to cry out the more, saying, away with him, crucify him. Oh, my Lord Jesus. And at the same time, they requested a murderer, Barabbas. They wanted that murderer instead of Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. But God had a great plan in store for his people.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Bible lets us know that there were two other malefactors, two other accused of doing wrong there with Jesus, and they were scheduled to be put to death. Oh, my Lord. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified Jesus and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus, being full of compassion, full of mercy, began to cry out to the Father, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, he took the time to ask God to forgive these who were those who treated him so wrong. He asked God to forgive them because he knew that they didn't know what they were doing. Oh, praise be to God. But one of the malefactors that was hanging on there began to rail on Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. And he was trying to get Jesus to free both himself and the other malefactor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Telling Jesus, you saved others. You can't save us. Oh, my Lord Jesus. But that was not the purpose of Jesus dying on the cross.
All right.
He was not going to come down off the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the promises that he had made.
Yes.
And I want you to know that Jesus will never forget, but he will always remember and keep his promises.
Amen.
And one of the other malefactors began to rebuke this one. Hallelujah. Let them know we deserve what we're getting. We did wrong, and we deserve this punishment. Oh, my Lord. And he turned to Jesus. He began to say, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Amen.
Jesus was moved with compassion. And he told that malefactor, he said, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Oh, glory to God. And he was approaching the feast. And so they had to speed up the death. And the malefactors, they began to break their legs, glory to God, to speed up the death. But when they got to Jesus, they saw that he had already given up the ghost and none of his bones were broken. It was
Amen.
A scripture being fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
but Jesus went ahead. Oh, yes, he did. And he prepared a place for that malefactor because
yes.
he promised that today,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes.
this day, you're going to be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Oh, because he remembers when others forget.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. So when we have situations, oh, praise be to God, like King Hezekiah, when he sent, when God sent prophet Isaiah to tell him to set his house in order, that he was going to die. Oh, hallelujah, and not live. Oh,
right.
praise be to God. Hezekiah began to turn his face to the wall, and he had a talk with the Lord, and he reminded God of how he had walked up right before him.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. He reminded the Lord of the work that he had done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the delivering that message to him began to take leave. But God heard Hezekiah's prayer.
Oh,
and
amen.
He remembered what Hezekiah had done. Amen. He remembered how Hezekiah took reign over the people of God, and he began to straighten up all the things that were wrong. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes.
God remembered him, and Hezekiah, he was blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Because the prophet came back
yes,
and
he
told Hezekiah that God had added 15 years to his life.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. God promised Hezekiah, because the king of Assyria had come against them and had risen
yes.
up against, began to threaten them, sending threatening letters and whatnot. And Hezekiah
yes.
prayed to God about it.
Yes, he did.
And God remembered, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord began to let Hezekiah know that he gave him 15 more years.
Yes.
And in the same time began to say, this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. If
All right.
God spoke it, he will do it.
Amen.
He will never forget his promises.
Amen.
Behold,
Amen.
I will bring again the shadow of the degrees,
All right.
which is gone down in the sun, sundown of Ahaz. Hallelujah. 10 degrees backwards. So
yes.
God began to make the sun stand still and go back 10 degrees.
Oh, yes.
Glory be to God. God will keep, hallelujah,
Amen.
Whatever he has promised that he will do.
Amen.
So even though we don't always do what God requires of us to do, and we might stumble or fall, we might falter,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
even sin. But
yes.
he remembers
Amen.
When others forget. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Now I'm reminded of Jonah, of how God gave him a message to take to Nineveh. But Jonah disobeyed God, and he went another way. Instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, and along the way, Jonah fell on to trouble where the ship began to just get caught up in a terrible storm. And it
yes.
turns out that they ended up throwing Jonah overboard.
Yes.
And a great fish that God had prepared swallowed Jonah up. And
yes.
while Jonah was down in the belly
of that fish. Hallelujah. He experienced some horrible moments. He was in so much trouble. Glory
yes.
to God. And he couldn't see his way out, but he
yes.
cried unto
yes.
the Lord.
Yes,
and
did.
The Lord remembered Jonah. Hallelujah. Gave Jonah another chance.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he commanded the fish to throw Jonah up on shore. Praise
yes.
be to God. And the fish obeyed God. Well, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And so sometimes when troubles come because of our own doing, we can cry to the Lord, and he will keep his promises.
Amen.
If we repent before him and ask him to forgive us, he will have mercy because he delighted in mercy. He is a merciful God.
Amen.
And so today you can
Amen.
Cry out to him saying, Lord, remember me. I might not have done right all the time, but Lord, remember me and have
yes.
mercy on me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. He's a merciful God, and he remembers. He remembers. Praise be to God. There
yes.
could have been a time in your life where you were struggling. Glory to God. And you look back over your life, and you see how the Lord came to your rescue. Praise be to God. And sometimes we go on and we forget what God has done for us down through the years.
Yes.
And then a situation will come up and we'll remember, oh, yes, the Lord, he delivered me out of that situation.
Amen.
The Lord came to my rescue.
Yes, Lord.
He worked things out for me. Hallelujah. And therefore, we can hold on to our faith in knowing that he is faithful, that promise.
Amen. Yes.
The promise
Amen.
Is unto us and to our children and our children's
right.
children.
Amen.
And to them
Amen.
That are afar off, as many
yes.
as would believe. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, if you fall into
Thank
sickness,
you
can cry to the Lord, and you know that God is our healer. Oh, yes,
yes,
he is. And with his stripes, we are healed.
Yes,
and you can
Lord.
Say, Lord, remember
Lord.
Me. And
yes,
he'll
Lord.
Come to your sick bed and
thank
raise
you, yes.
you up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And make
thank you
whole. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because he'll always remember, even though
Amen.
You and I might forget.
Glory.
The Lord
mm-hmm.
will never forget. Hallelujah.
Forget.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise God, to God. Don't forget to ask the Lord to remember you.
Yes, Lord.
If a man who was being punished for wrongdoing could cry to the Lord and say, Lord, remember me when you
hallelujah.
Come into your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord, without hesitation, immediately said to him this day, he said, verily, which means truly, glory to God, you're
okay.
going to be with me this day in
Amen.
Paradise. And so the Lord went on ahead of the malefactor and prepared a special place
Thank
just
you.
For him in paradise. To welcome him when he came to his kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. That's the promise that the Lord has for us. Eternal life. If we only believe in the only begotten Son of God, Jesus
yes.
Christ,
Amen.
And we accept him as our personal Savior. Hallelujah. He is preparing a special place for
yes.
us. Glory
Amen.
To God, that we can be with him forevermore. Well,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he will always keep his promises. And I thank God for the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God because there is so much in the word
of God that we need every single day. We shouldn't go a day without his word, because in his word there is guidance. Amen.
Yes.
There's insight. There's enlightenment. There's encouragement. There's strength. There's power. There's healing. Oh, thank you.
Amen.
There's everything we need in the word of God.
Amen.
As it said in Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 22nd verse said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't waver. Don't doubt God. But know that God will perform every promise he's made.
Yes.
For he is faithful, that promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this, the Lord has promised eternal life to every one of us.
Amen.
The sinner, if you are listening today, the promise is unto you.
Yes.
All you have to do right now is for ask God to forgive your sin. Repent and be godly sorry for the wrong that you've done, for all the sins that you committed, the things that God is not pleased with. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross and his blood was shed for the remission of sins, thank you, Jesus, he dropped all the charges. Oh, yes, he doesn't hold any of the charges against us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But
thank
the
you,
sins
Jesus.
And the iniquities are cast in the depth of the sea.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he won't remember them anymore.
Amen.
Others might bring them up, try to bring up your past, try to remind you of this, you did this, and you did that. But the Lord will never bring it up again. Oh, thank you, Lord. But he will take away all the sins, all the iniquities, and drop all the charges. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So merciful. He's willing to forgive.
Yes,
and he's
Lord.
Able to save you right now. Hallelujah. He's able to come into your life and to make a change. Glory to God. He's able to make everything right. Oh, praise God. He's that kind of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Who is like him, willing to pardon our iniquities, passing by transgressions? Oh, thank you, Jesus. His anger, he doesn't hold his anger forever.
Amen. No.
Amen. He doesn't hold the anger. Even though he may be angry with us, he won't hold it forever.
No, he won't.
Why?
Amen.
Because the light is in mercy. Every day his mercies are new.
Oh, yes.
Yes. His mercies are everlasting.
Yes,
amen. Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He is full of mercy. So if you've messed up, that's not over. It's not over.
That's
Don't
right.
just stop. Don't just give up, but go to the Lord and say, Lord, remember me. And have mercy on me. And the Lord will have mercy. Glory be to God. If there's someone who is sick in their body and need healing, the Lord power to heal you and make you whole.
Amen.
If there's one that used to do the Lord's will and serve him and somehow you ended up backsliding and turning away from the Lord, he is merciful. You can come to the Lord and ask him to remember you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord will restore for you and receive you unto himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he delighted in mercy. Thank you, Lord. It is a promise unto you. Glory be to God. You can repent right now and turn away from your ways, from the world, from anything and everybody who is in your way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Turn away from them and return
Lord.
Unto the Lord. And he will turn again and he will have compassion upon you. He'll subdue all of your iniquities. And he'll cast them into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to my God. At this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to believe God together. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Because I know that the Lord is able to do everything. So bring all of your burdens. Bring all your problems, your troubles, everything. And cast them on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lay them down before him at Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. And leave them right there. And we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If someone want to be saved and you want your sins to be forgiven, you can give it to Jesus today. Glory to God. There's an open invitation for you to give it to the Lord. He's extending his mercy, right? Glory to God. Heavenly Father, eternal God. Oh, my God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon the souls of men. Somebody want to be remembered. Somebody want their sins forgiven. Somebody needs mercy right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know you're able, Jesus.
You're able, Jesus.
You said in your word, Lord, that you are a merciful God. Jesus, look on the souls right now, Lord. We want you to touch with your finger of love. In a mighty way.
Move,
let
Lord.
Your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover right now. Wash away the sins of the world. Have mercy, Jesus.
Have mercy.
Have mercy on the souls of men. Lord Jesus, help somebody, Lord, to repent of their sins,
help
to give their life to you, Lord. Help them to seek your face. Help them to take you at your word. Help them to believe on you as the scripture has said. In the name of Jesus, we want you to move, oh Lord, by your spirit, Lord. Move right now, Lord Jesus. Touch Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Move in a miraculous way. Save, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody, Lord. Change their mind, Lord. Change their heart, Lord. Change them, oh Lord, that they may live for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, remember, Lord, remember those souls that's designed to be saved, Lord. Have mercy on them right now, Lord. Help them to yield themselves to you. Help them to submit their life unto you, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Be merciful the more, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch while we're praying, Lord. While we're waiting, Lord. While we're looking to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Jesus, right now, Lord. Look upon your people everywhere, Lord. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Strengthen the weak, heal the sick, deliver the bound, take to the uttermost. Jesus. We know thou art a merciful God. We know that you're able to forgive sins and blot out of transgressions and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Have mercy right now, Lord. Jesus, we're looking to you, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord.
Depending on
help, we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord.
Help
the people, Lord. Go with us, oh Lord. Stand by us, Jesus. behind a burden. We need you to go with us. We need you to stand by us. We need you to rain down righteousness on us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Help us to strive and go forward in you. Help your people, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to be saved. We want to endure to the end. We want to go through, Lord.
Yes,
every test and every trial. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, Lord. Lord, the help we know. You are our very present help in trouble. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting, Lord.
We're waiting.
We're down here waiting, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come to our rescue.
Help do it,
us,
Lord.
Jesus.
Help us,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, my God.
Move. Hallelujah.
To leave this world. We want you to be
Jesus,
with us.
Jesus,
in
be
the
with
name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us to be saved. Help us to endure.
Help
again.
Us.
Help us.
Help us to go all the way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to stand. Help us to go through, Lord.
Help us to go through.
Help us, Lord.
Yes.
We need your help, oh Lord.
We need
your
help.
We don't want our souls to be lost. We want to be saved in the end. And we know you're able to take us through.
Yeah,
we know you're able to keep us, oh Lord, from falling, oh Lord. You're able, Jesus. We're dependent on you, oh Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon the souls of men, those who are suffering in their bodies with afflictions, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus.
Touch
and heal, Lord. Save, oh Lord. Such as to be saved. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
heal, oh Lord.
Heal.
We know you can do it, Lord. We're dependent on you, oh Lord.
We're dependent on
save
you.
Save Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We
thank
you, Lord, for your word. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for this broadcast.
Thank you.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
everything
Jesus.
That you're doing.
Thank
you for
Lord.
The blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you.
We
right
don't
now, Lord.
Deserve it, but we give yes. thanks unto thy name
thank you,
for
thank
what you
Lord.
Have already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We Jesus. Pray, Jesus, that you will keep our bodies healed. Go
yes,
with
Lord.
Us and stand by us. And we'll yes. give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In yes. the name of the Father. The Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us, oh Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for touching us, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. We give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. He is so worthy. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to remember me,
yes.
Hallelujah, when he comes into his kingdom, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus, I want to be remembered by God, glory
yes.
to God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
I know the Lord, he had mercy on the souls, the thief was on that cross, one started railing, and the
yes.
other one humbled himself, and received Christ, as the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I
yes.
thank God for his goodness and mercy. I thank him for all that he's doing, for the word of God that came through Evangelist. I mean, she preached under the anointing, gave us the word of God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Lord, remember me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank God for his powerful word, a very inspiring message. Coming through,
yes,
and
Lord.
I mean, I want to say to her, keep preaching the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way in your
mm-hmm.
life. Somebody is being blessed. Somebody
yes.
is being healed. And
hallelujah.
Somebody is being touched. Glory
thank
to
you.
God. Thank,
thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you,
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity. And at this time, this part of the broadcast is turned over to Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that anointed and inspiring and uplifting word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen saying Jesus remembers when others forget, and saying, Lord, remember me. And truly, that tell you that, you know, she brought, began to bring out some beautiful points, how she, that when the malefactor began to ask the Lord that request of the Lord that he would remember him, she said that Jesus went away to prepare a place for him. So he didn't forget. He did it immediately. And that's what he's doing for us right now. He's preparing a place, and that's why he went away. And truly, that's something special. That's something special. He was in his own, having his own experience of dying on the cross, being spit on, and, you know, the weight of the world on his shoulders. Yet this man, he stopped dying to save, bring salvation to this man on the cross. Truly, that's a beautiful, beautiful, inspiring word. And that's what Jesus will do. When others forget or seem to forget you, he remembers. So hold on to that. We thank God for the prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. We thank God also for Deacon Tyler being here with us so willingly. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title One School and One is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com, to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com, King Service, Title I School. And on our prayer list, we just want to remember to continue to pray for Albert Ree Owens, Tammy Ryan, Yvette Curtis Brown and her family, the bereaved Rivers family, Gina Bogier and the bereaved Woodbury family, Reetha Turlington, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, Pastor Marshall's brother, and we're praying that the Lord will bring him back. We want to pray for Arnold Byrd, Celeste Hall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Marissa Setti, Mr. Angel Setti Jr., Elder Jerry Paldo and family, Sarah Ann Maddox and the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Awa family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson, and myself, Khadija Hameen. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. And the access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. And the phone number is 978-990-5337. And I also want to add to the prayer list Sister White's family. And I don't know the name, but I believe their family is bereaved. So we want to pray for Sister White and her family as well. And Thursday, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff. Prayer line is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And on Sundays at 11:30 a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service, teleconference service, where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And we are currently in our 37th annual Deacon's Day, and we had service this morning at 11:30, and the Lord began to bless. I really enjoyed all the testimonies that came to our deacons and others who, you know, just given God the glory for healing and God's goodness. And we are back on tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. That phone number again is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list or someone else's name added to the prayer list, you can leave a petition, your name, or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send a postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And just remember, Jesus remembers when others forget. And you can ask the Lord to remember you, and he will. And at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Shua Hamid.
Amen. Praise be to God. We truly thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in, and pray that the Lord has spoken to you and blessed you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Deacon Tyler so willingly being on the broadcast with us this afternoon. He's always willing.
Amen.
And I just thank God for him and for his testimony. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And it's important to tell what God has done as often as we can, because
Amen.
We don't know who will be blessed by hearing what God has done for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And thank God for Evangelist Maybell, my co-host,
yes.
so very faithful and a great blessing to
she
the
is.
Broadcast and to our ministry. Amen. We just thank God because he is just a mighty God. He is
Amen.
An awesome God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
there
is.
None
yes.
like him. Oh, praise be to
Amen.
God. So I just thank the Lord. My soul is rejoicing. I'm happy down
yes.
in my soul. Praise the Lord. And, yes, I truly enjoyed our Deacon's Day service on this morning. And looking forward to the evening at 6 o'clock for the climax of the Deacon's Day. And I want to encourage all of our deacons to continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Whatever God has given to you or assigned to you, do it with gladness. Amen.
Yes.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Whatever you do, and God will reward you greatly, because he always remembers his promises, and he's going to keep all of his promises. Praise be to God. So we just thank God for all of you. And may the Lord
Amen.
Continue to bless you in your labor. Amen. May God bless you and your family, because being a deacon is a high calling. Praise God. Being a deacon is a high calling, and
Amen.
It's a great work. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before we close, I just want to add to the prayer list. Please continue to pray for the bereaved Reeves family. Amen. And that is Sister White's family name, the Reeves family. So please lift them up in prayer, praying that
yes.
God will bring comfort, consolation, and everything that they need at this difficult time. Praise
yes.
the Lord. And so let us continue in prayer one for another. You know,
Amen.
I thank God. I just want to make mention of this. My grandchildren, they go to a daycare here in Baltimore, and the daycare provider, Miss Tia, she invited me to have prayer with her and a couple of her family members on Friday evenings at 9 o'clock. And I can say that God has truly been blessing us in that prayer. Oh, praise
yes.
the Lord. And I just want to encourage them, if they're listening, to continue to pray to the Lord. Just keep the faith
Amen.
And let God have his way in your lives. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We just thank God for the broadcast once again. And before we close out, we would like to ask Deacon Tyler if he has anything additional he would like to say.
Yes, Evangelist, I am grateful for these film ministries. As you know, I'm shutting in. The good Lord has to let me to shut in for a while, and these ministries are just, they're just so uplifting. Because sometimes, you know, doing what the Lord gives you to do, but still sometimes you get a little down, you know. But these ministries and the Word of God, they make a difference. And I thank God for it. I thank God for you. Yeah, I thank God for you. So you keep on doing what you're doing. I'll keep you in prayer. Please keep me in prayer also.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Deacon Tyler and for those words, those encouraging words. Praise the Lord. Amen. We also thank God for Mother Tyler. She is our general mother, and she is very faithful and doing the Lord's will. And maybe she's going to have something to say if she's in range, Mother Tyler.
Oh, praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Giving honor to all whom honor is due. I do thank the Lord for being able to hear the word of God. Thank him for the ministry and also for the word of God that you preach, evangelist, for all of y'all evangelists there. I just thank God for the word. Thank him because I'm blessed by it. Thank him because I just feel encouraged to continue with the Lord. And I ask for God's blessings upon the ministry, that you will keep on doing what God says do. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Mother Tyler, a beautiful woman of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God for her. And those of you who know that she's our Sunday school superintendent, and I can recall when I first came to church how I listened to her teach, and she taught under the anointing of God, so much so that I never wanted to miss any Sunday school. So I would get up, get my children ready, and we just made our way because we were getting the rich word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I thank God for her, and she's yet doing the work of the Lord. So I encourage you, Mother, continue to work for the Lord. And Ms. May, do you have anything additional?
Yes, I also thank the Lord for Mother Tyler and Deacon Tyler being on the line. I enjoyed both of you, the testimony, everything. And then this Khadijah, I thank the Lord for you also, faithfully making the announcements and hosting the show. I thank God for that. You do a beautiful job.
Amen.
I thank God also for the word again. And also, the Lord is in his kingdom. He's already in his kingdom.
Amen.
But I do want him to remember me. After all that's said and done, I do want the Lord to remember me. And I'm asking for the prayers of his saints. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist May. And this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, for your love, for tuning in. We look forward to you tuning in again on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. In the meantime, let us keep our minds on the Lord and let us continue to look to him. And also, let us focus on the word of God. Let's take the word of God in and live by it daily. Amen. Praise God. We want you to know that we're praying for you continually and that we love you and we thank God for you. This concludes the broadcast on this afternoon. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless everyone who is on the broadcast.
God bless. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless.